Good morning. I'd like to once again welcome everyone into our reading through the Statement of Faith. This week our article will be Article Number 2 of the True God. We believe that there is one and only one living and true God, an infinite, intelligent spirit, whose name is Jehovah, the Maker and Supreme Ruler of heaven and earth, inexpressibly glorious in holiness, and worthy of all honor, confidence, and love. That, in the spirit of the Godhead, there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in every divine perfection, and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. The first thing that we'd like to point out is we believe that there is one and only one living and true God, an infinite, intelligent spirit whose name is Jehovah, the Maker and Supreme Ruler of heaven and earth. In John chapter 4 and verse number 24, we find God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Psalm 147 and verse number 5 says, "Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite." Psalm 83 and verse number 18 says, "That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth." Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 4 says, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse number 10, we find, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. In his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation." Secondly, we find that God is inexpressibly glorious in holiness. In Exodus chapter number 15 and verse number 11, the Bible states, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders?" Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 3 states, "And one crieth unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verses 15 and 16 say, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." Revelation chapter number 4, verses 6 through 8 say, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they did rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Thirdly, we believe that God is worthy of all honor and confidence and love. In Mark chapter number 12 and verse number 30, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Revelation 4 verse number 11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 37 says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 state, "Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Fourthly, we believe that in the unity of the Godhead, there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19, the Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." And then in John chapter number 15, verse number 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." For 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verses 4 through 6 say, "Now there are diversions of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 7 says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." We believe that they are equal in every divine perfection. John 10 verse number 30 says, "I and my Father are one." John 5 verse 17 says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." John 14:23 states, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." John 17:5 says, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." And then verse number 10 of John 17 says, "And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." Acts chapter 5 verses 3 and 4 say, "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 say, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 and 6 say, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." And lastly for this reading, and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 says, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." Revelation chapter number 1, verses 4 and 5, "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verses 13 and 14 state, but we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, beloved brethren of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we thank you for listening to this reading. Once again, tune in tomorrow on sermon audio for us to go in depth with this during our Sunday morning service. Thank you.